The Anatta Bindika Vada Sutta, Instructions to Anatta Bindika, Majjhima Nikaya 143. I have heard that on one occasion the Blessed One was staying near Sawati in Jeta's Grove, Anatta Bindika's monastery. And on that occasion, Anatta Bindika the householder was diseased, in pain, severely ill. Then Anatta Bindika the householder said to one of his men, "Come, my good man, go to the Blessed One, and on arrival, pay homage to his feet with your head in my name, and say, 'Lord, Anatta Bindika the householder is diseased, in pain, severely ill. He pays homage with his head to the Blessed One's feet.' Then go to Venerable Sariputta, and on arrival, pay homage to his feet with your head in my name, and say, 'Venerable Sir, Anatta Bindika the householder is diseased, in pain, severely ill. He pays homage with his head to Venerable Sariputta's feet.' Then say, 'It would be good if Venerable Sariputta would visit Anatta Bindika's home out of sympathy for him.'" Responding, "As you say, Lord," to Anatta Bindika the householder, the man went to the Blessed One and on arrival bowed down to him and sat to one side. As he was sitting there, he said, "Lord, Anatta Bindika the householder is diseased, in pain, severely ill. He pays homage with his head to the Blessed One's feet." Then he went to Venerable Sariputta and on arrival bowed down to him and sat to one side. As he was sitting there, he said, "Venerable Sir, Anatta Bindika the householder is diseased, in pain, severely ill. He pays homage with his head to Venerable Sariputta's feet." Then he said, "It would be good if Venerable Sariputta would visit Anatta Bindika's home out of sympathy for him." Venerable Sariputta acquiesced through silence. Then Venerable Sariputta, having put on his robes and taking his bowl and outer robe, went to the home of Anatta Bindika the householder with Venerable Ananda as his attendant. On arrival, he sat down on a prepared seat and said to Anatta Bindika the householder, "I trust you are getting better, Anatta Bindika. I trust you are comfortable. I trust that your pains are lessening and not increasing. I trust that there are signs of their lessening and not of their increasing." Anatta Bindika said, "I am not getting better, Venerable Sir. I am not comfortable. My severe pains are increasing, not lessening. There are signs of their increasing and not of their lessening. Extreme forces slice through my head, just as if a strong man were slicing my head open with a sharp sword. Extreme pains have arisen in my head, just as if a strong man were tightening a turban on my head with a tough leather strap. Extreme forces carve up my stomach cavity, just as if an expert butcher or his apprentice were to carve up the stomach cavity of an ox with a sharp butcher's knife. There is an extreme burning in my body, just as if two strong men seizing a weaker man with their arms were to roast and broil him over a pit of hot embers. I am not getting better, Venerable Sir. I am not comfortable. My severe pains are increasing, not lessening. There are signs of their increasing and not of their lessening." Venerable Sariputta said, "Then, householder, you should train yourself in this way. I won't cling to the eye. My consciousness will not be dependent on the eye. That's how you should train yourself. I won't cling to the ear. My consciousness will not be dependent on the ear. That's how you should train yourself. I won't cling to the nose. My consciousness will not be dependent on the nose. That's how you should train yourself. I won't cling to the tongue. My consciousness will not be dependent on the tongue. That's how you should train yourself. I won't cling to the body. My consciousness will not be dependent on the body. That's how you should train yourself. I won't cling to the intellect. My consciousness will not be dependent on the intellect. That's how you should train yourself. Then, householder, you should train yourself in this way. I won't cling to forms. My consciousness will not be dependent on forms. That's how you should train yourself. I won't cling to sounds. My consciousness will not be dependent on sounds. That's how you should train yourself. I won't cling to aromas. My consciousness will not be dependent on aromas. That's how you should train yourself. I won't cling to flavors. My consciousness will not be dependent on flavors. That's how you should train yourself. I won't cling to tactile sensations. My consciousness will not be dependent on tactile sensations. That's how you should train yourself. I won't cling to ideas. My consciousness will not be dependent on ideas. That's how you should train yourself. Then, householder, you should train yourself in this way. I won't cling to eye consciousness. My consciousness will not be dependent on eye consciousness. That's how you should train yourself. I won't cling to ear consciousness. My consciousness will not be dependent on ear consciousness. That's how you should train yourself. I won't cling to nose consciousness. My consciousness will not be dependent on nose consciousness. That's how you should train yourself. I won't cling to tongue consciousness. My consciousness will not be dependent on tongue consciousness. That's how you should train yourself. I won't cling to body consciousness. My consciousness will not be dependent on body consciousness. That's how you should train yourself. I won't cling to intellect consciousness. My consciousness will not be dependent on intellect consciousness. That's how you should train yourself. Then, householder, you should train yourself in this way. I won't cling to contact at the eye. My consciousness will not be dependent on contact at the eye. That's how you should train yourself. I won't cling to contact at the ear. My consciousness will not be dependent on contact at the ear. That's how you should train yourself. I won't cling to contact at the nose. My consciousness will not be dependent on contact at the nose. That's how you should train yourself. I won't cling to contact at the tongue. My consciousness will not be dependent on contact at the tongue. That's how you should train yourself. I won't cling to contact at the body. My consciousness will not be dependent on contact at the body. That's how you should train yourself. I won't cling to contact at the intellect. My consciousness will not be dependent on contact at the intellect. That's how you should train yourself. Then, householder, you should train yourself in this way. I won't cling to feeling born of contact at the eye. My consciousness will not be dependent on feeling born of contact at the eye. That's how you should train yourself. I won't cling to feeling born of contact at the ear. My consciousness will not be dependent on feeling born of contact at the ear. That's how you should train yourself. I won't cling to feeling born of contact at the nose. My consciousness will not be dependent on feeling born of contact at the nose. That's how you should train yourself. I won't cling to feeling born of contact at the tongue. My consciousness will not be dependent on feeling born of contact at the tongue. That's how you should train yourself. I won't cling to feeling born of contact at the body. My consciousness will not be dependent on feeling born of contact at the body. That's how you should train yourself. I won't cling to feeling born of contact at the intellect. My consciousness will not be dependent on feeling born of contact at the intellect. That's how you should train yourself. Then, householder, you should train yourself in this way. I won't cling to the earth property. My consciousness will not be dependent on the earth property. That's how you should train yourself. I won't cling to the liquid property. My consciousness will not be dependent on the liquid property. That's how you should train yourself. I won't cling to the fire property. My consciousness will not be dependent on the fire property. That's how you should train yourself. I won't cling to the wind property. My consciousness will not be dependent on the wind property. That's how you should train yourself. I won't cling to the space property. My consciousness will not be dependent on the space property. That's how you should train yourself. I won't cling to the consciousness property. My consciousness will not be dependent on the consciousness property. That's how you should train yourself. Then, householder, you should train yourself in this way. I won't cling to form. My consciousness will not be dependent on form. That's how you should train yourself. I won't cling to feeling. My consciousness will not be dependent on feeling. That's how you should train yourself. I won't cling to perception. My consciousness will not be dependent on perception. That's how you should train yourself. I won't cling to fabrications. My consciousness will not be dependent on fabrications. That's how you should train yourself. I won't cling to consciousness. My consciousness will not be dependent on consciousness. That's how you should train yourself. Then, householder, you should train yourself in this way. I won't cling to the dimension of the infinitude of space. My consciousness will not be dependent on the dimension of the infinitude of space. That's how you should train yourself. I won't cling to the dimension of the infinitude of consciousness. My consciousness will not be dependent on the dimension of the infinitude of consciousness. That's how you should train yourself. I won't cling to the dimension of nothingness. My consciousness will not be dependent on the dimension of nothingness. That's how you should train yourself. I won't cling to the dimension of neither perception nor non-perception. My consciousness will not be dependent on the dimension of neither perception nor non-perception. That's how you should train yourself. Then, householder, you should train yourself in this way. I won't cling to this world. My consciousness will not be dependent on this world. That's how you should train yourself. I won't cling to the world beyond. My consciousness will not be dependent on the world beyond. That's how you should train yourself. Then, householder, you should train yourself in this way. I won't cling to what is seen, heard, sensed, cognized, attained, sought after, pondered by the mind. My consciousness will not be dependent on that. That's how you should train yourself. When this was said, Ananta Bendiga, the householder, wept and shed tears. Venerable Ananda said to him, "Are you sinking, householder? Are you foundering?" "No, venerable sir, I'm not sinking, nor am I foundering. It's just that for a long time I've attended to the teacher and to the monks who inspire my heart. But never before have I heard a talk on Dhamma like this." This sort of talk on Dhamma, householder, is not given to lay people clad in white. This sort of talk on Dhamma is given to those gone forth. In that case, Venerable Sariputta, please let this sort of talk on Dhamma be given to lay people clad in white. There are clansmen with little dust in their eyes who are wasting away through not hearing this Dhamma. There will be those who will understand it. Then Venerable Sariputta and Venerable Ananda, having given this instruction to Ananta Bendiga, the householder, got up from their seats and left. Then, not long after they left, Ananta Bendiga, the householder, died and reappeared in the Dusita heaven. Then Ananta Bendiga, the Deva's son, in the far extreme of the night, his extreme radiance lighting up the entirety of Jeta's grove, went to the Blessed One and, on arrival, bowed down to him and stood to one side. As he was standing there, he addressed the Blessed One with this verse. "This blessed Jeta's grove, home to the community of seers, where there dwells the Dhamma King, the source of rapture for me. Action, clear knowing, and mental qualities, virtue, the highest way of life. Through this are mortals purified, not through clan or wealth. Thus the wise, seeing their own benefit, investigating the Dhamma appropriately, should purify themselves right there. As for Sariputta, any monk who has gone beyond, at best can only equal him in discernment, virtue, and calm." That is what Ananta Bendiga, the Deva's son, said. The teacher approved. Then Ananta Bendiga, the Deva's son, knowing the teacher has approved of me, bowed down to him, circled him three times, keeping him to his right, and then disappeared right there. Then when the night had passed, the Blessed One addressed the monks. "Last night, monks, a certain Deva's son in the far extreme of the night, his extreme radiance lighting up the entirety of Jeta's grove, came to me and, on arrival, bowed down to me and stood to one side. As he was standing there, he addressed me with this verse. This blessed Jeta's grove, home to the community of seers, where there dwells the Dhamma King, the source of rapture for me. Action, clear knowing, and mental qualities, virtue, the highest way of life. Through this are mortals purified, not through clan or wealth. Thus the wise, seeing their own benefit, investigating the Dhamma appropriately, should purify themselves right there. As for Sariputta, any monk who has gone beyond, at best, can only equal him in discernment, virtue, and calm." That is what the Deva's son said. And thinking, the teacher has approved of me, he bowed down to me, circled me three times, and then disappeared right there. When this was said, Venerable Ananda said to the Blessed One, "Lord, that must have been Ananta Bendiga, the Deva's son. Ananta Bendiga, the householder, had supreme confidence in Venerable Sariputta." "Very good, Ananda, very good. To the extent that you have deduced what can be arrived at through logic, That was Anantabindika, the Deva son, and no one else. That is what the Blessed One said. Gratified, Venerable Ananda delighted in the Blessed One's words.